spasm of pain erupted in my broken leg as it caught across the mule's flank. Simon and Richard gave another powerful shove and I was up in the high pommeled saddle, grabbing desperately the mule's mane to stop myself toppling over the other side. I felt hands pushing my left foot into the leather box of a stirrup and pressed down hard to get myself upright in the saddle. I swayed unsteadily for a moment and waited with my eyes tight closed for the flushes of pain to subside. "Are you okay?" Simon asked. I opened my eyes and peered down at his anxious face. "Yeah, it's gone away now." I glanced across at Richard, who grinned encouragingly. "Simon, I don't think I can cope with this." "No, you have to. We can't risk infection." My right leg was protruding stiffly from the cushion of carry mats draped across the saddle. I remembered what it had looked like when Simon had cut away my trousers, bloated into a thick log of fatty swelling, with purple streaks betraying the hemorrhaging where the knee and ankle had been shattered. It had felt strangely separate from me. I'd been dragging it around in that state for so long that it seemed more like a piece of unwanted defensive baggage than part of my body. The mule driver, Spinoza, took the reins and, clicking his tongue, urged the animal into a slow walk. I almost fell. "Simon," I pleaded, but he ignored me and slapped the mule on its flank.